From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Oh!
Crazy. Success. How it goes. Welcome back to Travel World. It's Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and UF Thrabo in studio.
Good morning.
We have a full show today, don't we? A
lot of different guests, starting off with Judith Ritter, back from Hong Kong, and we have Jerry Wagschel, spring skiing in Colorado, and another Judith Miller, at the Hacienda Hotel at Los Angeles International Airport, the best hotel value at LAX. So
we can say it's Judith, and Jerry.
two Judiths plus one Jerry equals X. This is the algebra equation of the day.
Equals our latest edition of Travel World.
Yeah, that's what it comes about to today. And we're hearing a lot about Asia in the news, news stories, movies, everything. And you see Hong Kong and China portrayed. It sort of whets your appetite for travel there. And how do we spell wet, Willem?
How do we spell wet? Depends what the context of wet is.
Yes.
Wet your appetite would include an H, and the wet that we enjoy does not.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yes. I just want to make sure you're listening. And Judith Ritter is just back from Hong Kong.
Listening to read a script.
I am.
And she's going to tell us a little bit more about
the imaginative
city of life.
The city of life, they really should call it City of Lights. I don't know if you guys have been there, but it's just so amazing. It just explodes with neon. And unfortunately, the Air Canada flight, which was great, doesn't come in at night, so you can't really get a view like that. But if you go out on the harbor, on the ferry, which is about $1 to get out there, you can see both sides of Hong Kong, Kowloon and Central. It's just really, really terrific. I love that.
I was there in 1993, and it certainly is a city that brightens itself up 24 hours a day, and particularly at nighttime when you look out from your hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful sight.
So I love that. I love that view. And, of course, things stay open so late there.
Mm-hmm. Got in love. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so you can shop till you drop.
Yes. And shopping cliche. So you got in lots of shopping.
Well, I'm not much of a shopper, but there are beautiful shopping centers, and I found this wonderful upscale store off the beaten path a little bit called Shanghai Tang.
Uh-huh.
And this is a place that takes traditional Chinese fabrics and Chinese design, like the cheongsam, the high-necked woman's dress.
Yes.
And they really bring it into the 21st century. And you walk in this store, and it's just a burst of color, Chinese silk and lime green and red and hot pink. Very, very tempting, a little pricey. Things you couldn't find in North America. But the alternative to the price, of course, is you can go to one of those outdoor markets, which I'm sure you've been to.
Oh, yeah, it's a great walking through the markets. You see so many things that are just out of this world.
Yeah, and I don't know if guys have the same desire to get those designer seconds.
No,
but,
no. Toys. You want toys. Lots of toys.
Electronic toys.
Yoav is exactly right. We're out for the toys.
There are a lot of sunglasses, more than you'd see anywhere in the world in those markets. And for a couple of dollars, really, you can have a wardrobe. But a lot of people actually go, if they're serious about the designer labels, because they have those warehouses there. And I got this secret list of warehouses, unpublished up to this point.
Oh, the secret list.
Yes, for Travel World.
Oh, it's a Travel World conspiracy. We have kept this list secret.
I'll tell you about a few.
Okay.
Or I know you guys are probably not that interested in the
it's not us,
outlet.
It's the listeners.
If you go to the basement of the Sheraton Hotel, it's just huge, and you'll never want to pay full price again. And there's a Benetton outlet near that market, Montauk Market. And if you're Doc Martin wears, there's a Doc Martin outlet at the Palace Mall. It's really incredible.
Wow.
And this is all legitimate merchandise that they're selling at reduced prices. This is not...
Right, not the knockoff.
Okay.
Absolutely. So you can get a little hooked on that shopping, you know, even if you're not a shopper.
Now, Judith, what is your primary attraction when you're going to go visit a place in the Far East? I know that you've been haunting the Far East ever since we've been on the air with you,
Rich
places all over Southeast Asia.
Me, there's something about the energy level and the kind of vibrating of there's so many people and people are so busy and it's kind of a 24-hour life. And I don't know, this really opens you up to another way of thinking.
You're kind of
addicted. Although Hong Kong's pretty Western also.
Yeah, you're kind of addicted to it. There's a lot of factories and a lot of merchandise that was made in Hong Kong before it then moved to Taiwan, before it moved to other places to be manufactured.
China.
Finally mainland China. Yeah, seriously. But is there still a lot of manufacturing, a lot of that kind of thing going on in Hong Kong?
Well, there's still manufacturing there, but it's also the base for people who are going to manufacture because Hong Kong's...
Hong Kong?
Hello?
Did we lose Judith?
Oh, she got so wrapped up in thinking about Hong Kong.
You know what's funny about the...
That she disappeared from the...
Oh, no.
You know what's funny about that Chinese spy thing?
What?
Mostly all those parts in that plane were most likely made in China.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
But they can't go in there and take a look.
Ah, she's back.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back, Judith.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay, good. So carry on. I'm sorry.
Well, another thing you think about it, you don't really necessarily think about Hong Kong. You know, we've talked about the shopping, but you also explored it this time from the perspective of arts and the art scene, museums, the cultural side of Hong Kong.
Well, I kind of dropped in right during the arts festival, and there's all this international entertainment that you wouldn't expect, probably. Like Yo-Yo Ma was there, and the White Oak Dance Theater, and I think you guys probably know the Buena Vista Social Club, that Cuban group that everybody loves. And I had the funniest experience. I just happened to go to the Shangri-La Hotel's wonderful little jazz club, the Blue Note, expecting a kind of minor jazz act. And Larry Correll, the very famous jazz guitarist, was there. So really a surprise.
Are you serious? He was there?
Yeah, he was just in this little club. You know, I was standing 5 feet
from
him.
Of all the places to meet him.
I know, it was a great...
Unbelievable.
I wanted to tell you particularly about these two new museums, because I know you guys would love these.
Nude museums.
The first, is the Heritage Museum.
Nude Heritage Museum?
Carry on, Judith. You're on my plane, that's all.
The Heritage Museum is a place where you really feel the history of Hong Kong. Brand new place.
Wow.
And it's from the earliest fishing village right to a display of 21st century digital technology. But what's neat is it's not a bunch of artifacts behind glass. They've put in kind of installations.
Unlike
so
AM
example,
radio.
A period in history, like old calligraphy. So they created a room in a house of an old calligrapher. And you can go in there and you see a table with brushes, with paper, pots of ink. So, and you see an old sampan, an actual size sampan. It's really, really fun.
Oh, yeah. I went to the original museum. They had a previous museum. This is the new Heritage Museum. But before that, they had a Hong Kong Historical Museum, which in Kowloon. And that was very interesting at the time. So, I can just imagine what this new museum is all about. When we come back, let's talk a bit more about the museums. And then we'll go on to some of the hotel choices we have in Hong Kong with Judith Ritter here on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network, coming to you this Saturday morning and during the week in rebroadcast.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show.
Now that was a good segue, wasn't it? Although, we were leading still up to commercial. Roll it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Skip Snow, and I'm here Monday through Friday bringing you the latest in vitamins, herbs, natural foods, and, of course, ways to balance your body, mind, and spirit.
Healthy Alternatives.
We are a society who are victims of this system, and our health is collapsing.
With Dr. Skip Snow.
I try to give you the practical information in terms of how it's probably affecting you right now.
Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, on this station and Liberty Works Radio. It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Yes, Judy. Dr. Irene Cassorla, an internationally known and respected psychologist, best-selling author, lecturer, and media personality, is featured on Liberty Works Radio Network. Working with patients for 3 decades, let Dr. Irene be your personal psychologist, answering your questions and helping you and your family to work through your problems. Dr. Irene can be heard on Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
I want to get away. To Hong Kong. Have a great time.
With Judith Ritter. Good morning. Stephen Pickford, 11. Welcome back to the New York from Elbow.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Travel World. Ah, what a great segment with Judith Ritter that we're having.
Talking about Hong Kong and some of the cultural and historical museums that one can visit during their time in Hong Kong. Looking at something a little bit different than the shopping. And we talked about the Heritage Museum. And, Judith, you also went to the Coastal Defense Museum, which...
Well, this is a museum...
this is a museum I wish I'd been with you guys. It's a museum of seagoing warriors, really, and it's built in an old fort over the sea where the real battles in Hong Kong actually took place. So there were real cannons still there, you can walk behind the cannons and kind of pretend you're aiming them over the sea. And there's a torpedo station, and you go into the old bunkers. And really, when you look down at the harbor, you can actually imagine the attacks on the city, and the whole museum is full of uniforms, military uniforms. Really fun, really a kind of thing I think you guys would love.
Oh, sounds great. Yeah, we would enjoy that. Love historical museums and military history.
That's our big thing, railroads history and also travel and culture, that kind of thing.
When you learn something.
There's a railway museum there, too.
Oh, so. Now you got my attention.
Yeah, I know, I'd get your attention that way.
And they also have preserved a lot of the rich British history of Hong Kong.
Yeah, I know. I told a friend who just had a stop over there, if she did nothing else, to go to the Peninsula Hotel, which is a very old, as you know, colonial hotel. And if you have the traditional British tea in the lobby there, you really get the whole colonial feeling. It's really great. Of course, if you can stay there, it's even better.
Just don't drink too much tea, because then you're going to end up like my friend from Kahnawake. They found him dead one morning.
What?
What happened?
He drowned in his teepee.
Oh, Willem.
It's too bad that some of those resorts in the Catskill Mountains have closed up. You'd have been number one on the stage there.
Really, I love that kind of place. The Hong Kong Ritz is another place to kind of experience that old elegance, you know, cozy elegance. I always think if I had a rich uncle, you know, I would be meeting him at the Hong Kong Ritz or something like that. They always have fresh chocolate chip cookies at the desk and a wonderful view of the harbor. It's so great. Have you eaten in that restaurant there, Toscana, the Italian restaurant?
That would be Stephen.
I've heard of it. I think Steve Wong, his sister, highly recommended it.
Steve Wong's been everywhere.
Well, his sister's working at Hong Kong, or she wanted to work. Or big story there. I think she needed an immigration lawyer, had to call Neil Drabkin.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that when you go in the Toscana, you think actually you're in Rome. You kind of forget that you're in Hong Kong, a great restaurant. And the Shangri-La Kowloon, which I've mentioned to you before, has a great location. And also, this time I ate at their Japanese restaurant, which is called Nadaman, which is part of a Japanese group. And the original Nadaman is 170 years old. And I'll tell you something, I felt like I'd never tasted sushi before until I ate there. Although I'm not a big fan of the green tea ice cream.
That was just like my experience over at Celeste recently. But anyway, carry on.
How has Hong Kong changed since the handover to mainland China?
Well, you know, I was only there for a short time, but that Hong Kong still has a sparkle, you know? And you really feel, as I said, you're close to China, and there are quick trips by train to border towns. You have more of a feeling that you're part of China. And they have a big fascination with Shanghai now. And Shanghai, of course, is a wild city in the 20s and 30s. And I went to the funniest place. You just have to go if you're ever there. It's a restaurant dinner club that specializes in Shanghai-style food. But there are tables around a dance floor, and they have a live band that plays old Shanghai club music from the 1930s.
Oh, wow.
And everybody ballroom dances.
Oh, really?
And the guys have their hair is slicked back, you know, and they're all dressed up, and they do the tango, and it's called Li Hua Restaurant.
And it's
like stepping back in time. Really fun. Very Chinese.
That's something, though, with the ballroom dancing. I don't know if you do that, Judith.
No, I don't do that. Do you do that?
It's actually, yes. I've won 5 gold medals last year at a competition for ballroom dancing.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. I'm a ballroom dancer. Yep.
Well, you would love that. And also, the Regent Hotel has a Shanghai club, and they have a Shanghai ballroom dancing night as well. So
that's
the place for you, I think.
Oh, yeah, ballroom dancing, railroads. Now you're talking me language.
It's very funny to sit and listen to a Chinese band playing Satin Doll and watching people ballroom dance in Hong Kong.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Really fun.
Well, there's even, like, hockey games going on in Hong Kong.
Well,
The Hong Kong hockey team?
Beat the Canadians.
Yeah,
really. You won't believe this, but the Canadians are everywhere, and they've started a hockey league in Hong Kong, and it's the weirdest thing. It's in a little, really working-class shopping mall, and there's kind of a roller coaster going over this little rink. And on Wednesday nights, who's out there? Mostly Canadians, expatriates, and Americans and some Swedes, and they're playing hockey. And, of course, all the Hong Kong people see them in those big suits with the sticks and everything, or stickers, as one Hong Kong person said. You see
what did they call them?
Patriots with their stickers.
Oh, with their stickers, okay.
And they welcome visitors to come and drop by on Wednesday night and play hockey in Hong Kong.
Oh, that's smart.
It's great.
Can you imagine the Chinese coming after us with hockey sticks?
That's just not going to work. They don't even know how to skate. They're gonna
well, that's what I
Well,
I
you
asked
know what?
Them.
They
I
beat
said,
our
this
hockey.
Is a really funny thing, and they said the other guys didn't have any skates. First, they had to teach them how to skate, but once they got the knack of it, they're becoming formidable opponents. Oh,
listen, nice. I think they would beat the Montreal Canadiens hockey team.
Well,
easily. And I tell you, if Jamaica can have a bobsled team, China can have a hockey team.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's very fun, and anybody visiting Hong Kong can go play a little game of pickup hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a city of festivals. They like to get out and have fun in Hong Kong, and you were there during the arts festival. If people are planning to go in the summer or the fall, what other festivals are coming up?
Well, later this month, there are a couple of festivals. It's Fishing Goddess Festival, and they'll have dragon dancing and lion dancing. And then a great festival at the end of this month. Are you ready for this? The Bun Festival.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like my kind of place.
They take a 60-foot tower and cover it with pink and white sticky buns. And then the first 2 weeks in May, they have the International Food Festival.
I'd love to own the
contract. It just goes on and on.
I'd love to own the contracting company to clean the building. What a contract.
With the sticky buns?
Yeah.
They also have a great thing, Meet the People. So any interest you have, whether it's food or Tai Chi or antiquing, the Hong Kong Tourism Board will set you up. So, quick trip.
That is cool.
They can take you around. I was reading about that in Travel Weekly, how, you know, different days of the week you go out there, somebody will show you the best way to purchase antiques in the shopping district. Another person will give you an architectural tour. You can meet people in... they give you sort of an inside view of what Hong Kong is all about.
Isn't that fun?
And, of course, Hong Kong is not really that far away. I mean, it's a 13-hour flight from the West Coast, but it's an enjoyable flight.
Very pleasurable. Air Canada really does a good job with that. They go two times daily during the summer, and if you're headed off from the States, you can go northwest. They have daily flights, and also, of course, Cathay Pacific. So easy to get there and fun.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a great thing. You had a fantastic time there, Judith. We got to about 2 minutes left in this segment to wrap up, actually. So actually 1 minute now.
Well, if I went back, for sure, I would head out to the New Territories. A big surprise out there. Lots of rolling hills and nature tours and camping and heritage tour. Really, where you can get into it with a wonderful tour guide named Nevin Lim.
Oh yes, I met him actually. He was
he
was with at the time. I believe he was with the Gray Line affiliate when I was there 8 years ago.
He
knows everything really about the city. Even dresses up in as an old Mandarin in a costume for you to give you the feeling.
Oh, that's cool.
Great.
Yeah. Sounds like you had a really fun time. Any future trips on the horizons for you there?
Well, I am kind of dreaming about Kenya a little bit, but still a dream, or maybe Papua New Guinea. All in the dream stage. What about you guys?
Oh, we have a whole bunch of trips on our horizon. We're going to go to Brattleboro in a couple of weeks.
Brattleboro.
Oh, yes.
They're having a bun festival, I hear.
No. That would be the Amazons having a bun festival.
Different type. But to check out the West River Railroad, the narrow gauge railroad that ceased operations in 1934. And we're going to be walking the old roadbed and seeing the railroad stations that still exist along the line. And then, of course, end of May, off to St. Louis, KDJR land. Thanks, Judith. we'll talk to you again in the future. Have a great weekend.
Across America via satellite. Travel World Radio Show.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Jay Randall. Fox News reports that a Minnesota teenager was told he couldn't wear a sweatshirt with the words Straight Pride at a public high school because it was offensive to homosexual students, and he has sued the school district in federal court claiming his free speech rights were violated. Elliot Chambers, the 16-year-old student from Woodbury High School near St. Paul, says he was called into the principal's office and told the shirt was not allowed in school because it was offensive to gay, lesbian, and bisexual students. The sweatshirt carried the trademark logo Straight Pride on the front and figures of a man and woman holding hands on the back. Elliot said, "A student actually approached me, and she said she was offended by my shirt, and some of her friends were offended by my shirt, and she didn't want me to wear it anymore. She said if I continued to wear it, she would go to the principal, and he would deal with me." The principal told Elliot that he couldn't wear the shirt because of, quote, "recent racial violence at our school," and that it might incite straight versus homosexual violence. Officials at the school district have declined to comment on the case, except to say that Principal Dana Babbitt was trying to keep her school safe. Paula Borchoff, a special education teacher at the school, said the shirt is a form of harassment that should be banned, and that the language makes gay or lesbian students, or those with gay or lesbian family members, uncomfortable. The Chambers family, who are Christians, visited the principal to express their concerns about what they say was a double standard. They said the school attempts to foster an atmosphere of tolerance by displaying pink triangles around designated so-called safe areas of the school, set aside for student-teacher discussions and counseling regarding homosexuality and other non-traditional relationships. Elliot's mother, Lana Chambers, said she was concerned that moral lessons being taught at home were being undermined in the school. She told Fox News, "Is it too much to ask that they just focus on what's important and let the moral education be done in the home where it belongs?" When she raised her concerns, the principal called her homophobic. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl or boy. Please call now, 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please, call Christian Children's Fund now, 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
Hi, I'm Keith Washington, number 93 of the Baltimore Ravens. I take pride in my performance on the playing field. When I'm off the field, I take pride in my personal appearance. That's why, to look my best, I always go to Sherry's Full Service Salon. Sherry's is a culturally diverse salon that offers me the latest styles at an affordable price. At Sherry's Full Service Salon, I can always count on friendly and prompt service in a relaxing atmosphere. Sherry's is open Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursdays and Fridays, 9:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sherry's is located at 71 West Main Street in Westminster, Maryland. Call for your appointment at 410-840-4776 today. That's Sherry's Full Service Salon, 15. Westminster, Maryland.
Super Bowl champion Keith Washington knows how to get results, so follow him to Sherry's Hair Salon, 410-840-4776. That's Sherry's in Westminster, 410-840-4776.
Bang on the drum all day. This is the kind of banging, actually, that we had in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. P speaking of full-service salons and our trip to Celeste, and of course...
Time voting the Best of Montreal for Paulina Barca as Best Actress.
Oh!
Jerry!
Jerry, welcome back. Good morning!
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Montreal.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
I think springtime has finally sprung, and...
yeah, I can tell.
Some of the snow is melting here, but you were just out in Colorado doing some spring skiing.
Let me tell you guys, nice to talk to you guys again. I was just in Breckenridge, and I'm hearing a little reverb, so excuse
go ahead.
That, but I'm in. I was just in Breckenridge, Colorado, which has got some of the best skiing on the planet, affordable prices, great nightlife, restaurants, all in a historic town, which used to be a Wild West-type mining town. And, in fact, you can still see some of the old houses standing. So all I want to say is, if you guys have gone to ski resorts, you know, some ski resorts were built just to justify the skiing on the hill. But this place is different because it is actually a historic town, which, you know, starting from the 1800s, it's got all this history and real-life feeling to it, along with the 80 bars and restaurants there, and, like, the old houses, which, you know, give you a great feeling. According to a recent poll, it's America's most visited ski resort 2 years in a row. And its skiing is up there with Aspen, which everyone's heard of, but it doesn't have the classism and the high prices that you could find there. I think you know what I'm talking about. You know, the super fancy ski clothes and the prices which are out of reach of the ordinary Canadian or American. So this gives you the unique opportunity to ski between the mountains and above the timberline, but like without it hitting you directly in the pocketbook. And some of the best springs, what I want to talk to you about now is a festival that's going on there right now called the Spring Massive Festival until April the 14th, where you can have, where there's going to be discounted lift, it's happening right now, there's discounted lift tickets slash prices for accommodations, and some hotels are offering stay and ski for free packages, and there are prize giveaways and special events. Let me talk a little bit about the high-elevation skiing at Breckenridge. It's got a base elevation of 10,000 feet and terrain upwards of 13,000 feet. And that means that unlike in some places where spring skiing means slosh, there's great snow. I can't hear you guys. Are you guys there?
Oh, I'm just listening. I'm just so fascinated by your report, Jerry. Keep going.
I'm a skier. Oh,
okay.
I love this stuff.
So unlike in some places where the spring skiing means slush, okay, there is great snow there. I mean, we're talking about the tree line at Breckenridge is 11,500 feet, and 20 to 30% of the skiing here is above the tree line. So when people think about spring skiing, they often, if they talk about spring skiing in Vermont, for example, they often talk about slush skiing. But here there is great snow through April, and that's when the hill actually closes at the end of this month. It doesn't have to close, it's just because people's minds are on other things. It gets 300 inches of snow annually, and this snow is also increased by the actual location of Breckenridge, which is in the spine of the Continental Divide between two mountain passes, and this is a home to a lot of snow storms. And last year, in fact, for the last 5 years, there's been 10 feet of snow each April. I'll talk to you a little bit about the skiing over there. It's unbelievable, with 139 runs over 2,000 acres for all levels, beginners, you know, the green runs, intermediate blue runs, and expert. And the hill is planning to develop more blue runs, but about 50% of the runs right now are in the blue category, which is the kind of skier I am. And they are connected by 25 different ski lifts. And you don't just get to ski on one mountain. There are actually four mountain peaks to choose from. The highest peak, Peak 8, at 12,998 feet.
Oh, nice.
And you can get to the top of it by taking a T-bar and then hiking the rest.
Hiking.
I want to give you guys a little bit of a picture so you can see it. You've seen, you know, movies where you see people climbing the peaks of mountains. When you take there's a chair number six, over to the top of this towards the top of Peak 8. When you get out, you see, even though it's spring skiing, very spring skiing conditions, at the bottom of the mountain, you see, the wind. You can feel the wind and see the snow and drifts of snow. It's like you're in a movie, like some kind of a mountain explorer. It's really, really unbelievable. Now, because there is so much snow, even during the spring and the high with the high elevation, there, of course, is the threat of avalanche, but the ski hill is basically uses its ski patrol, who are also, called avalanchers, to take these 12-foot-long super guns and launch charges into the mountains to make avalanches, little avalanches, happen on purpose to avoid, obviously, having big ones. And so when you're skiing, you can also hear the sound of these little charges going off.
Oh, no. Did you ever hear this sound? Avalanche!
Yeah, no, I never heard that there. Thankfully not.
Oh, hey.
One of the things that I guess you guys would probably really want to hear, I can barely hear you there, so you'll have to forgive me if I keep going on.
No, please.
I can't hear you guys at all.
No, I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah, we hear you great.
Okay, good. Let me tell you here something else that you guys will probably really like to hear. Because of the spring skiing conditions, in other words, because it's quite warm and yet because there's so much snow and it's so good, there is this opportunity in the next few weeks to catch women skiing in bikinis.
Oh,
I thought you guys would like that.
Yeah. We're
there.
On the next flight.
Let's go now. Why are we even talking?
I don't know why we're talking. In fact, I'm just thinking about it right now. The resort itself was listed as one of the 10 sexiest things to do for spring break on citysearch.com. And it's not just skiers, by the way, guys. Breckenridge was the first resort in 1985 to let snowboarders on the hill, of course, which are a ubiquitous thing now. And there's a great terrain park with a super pipe on the ski hill for snowboarders, on the hill, I should say, for snowboarders. And all kinds of things for snowboarders to do. A lift ticket at Breckenridge gives you access to nearby Keystone and Arapahoe Basin. And if you buy a lift ticket for more than 3 days, which right now during the Spring Massive Festival is only $30, on top of that, you can also ski at Vail, which you've probably heard of, which is famous for its legendary back bowls. To get in touch with the people at Breckenridge, call 1-800-427-8308. And for our Canadian listeners, that's 970-453-6118. The location of Breckenridge, basically only a couple of hours from Denver by car. There are also special shuttles which can get you there. Air Canada has 5 flights per day and 5 flights back from Toronto. It's just over a 3-hour flight. It's a nonstop. And now until April, with a 2-week in advance purchase, if you leave during the week and come back during the week and stay over a Saturday night, you can go for $398.14. This is great for Canadians who have connections to Toronto from all over the country, or for Americans who live in the Northeast, and it might be worthwhile for them to connect to Denver through Toronto, since it is a direct flight and might be shorter and easier in the end than in many other hubs. To reach Air Canada, you can call 1-888-247-2262 or aircanada.ca. One more place I wanted to mention to you at Breckenridge is the Lodge and Spa at Breckenridge, which is a romantic lodge with 45 very cozy rooms, some with gas fireplaces and beautiful views of the mountains. And there are some nice touches. Along with the great mountain air, a shuttle bus service can escort you to the ski hill and back so you don't have to drive. And it will even take you back and forth to town in case you want to go into town and have something to drink. Because I did mention to you guys that there are 80 bars and restaurants in town. So instead of driving your car down, having too many beers, and driving up the hill on the way home to get back to your lodge, you can use the shuttle bus. Spring Massive Festival. Sorry?
That'll be me.
Okay, yeah, it was me. It was a little me, too. I am a Jewish guy, but even then, we do get to drink, one or two drinks, before we fall asleep.
Hey, happy Passover.
That's right, it is Passover. In fact, it's Passover right now.
Yeah.
For rooms... With some great mountain views, is starting at 1:39. That includes a complimentary breakfast in a dining room, which has an incredible panoramic view of the mountains. For a little more, at 1:75 a night, you can stay in a superior room with a gas fireplace. There's other things to do if you're not if you don't want to ski at Breckenridge, which I would think you should get your head examined, but in case you don't want to, you can do some dog sledding tours. There's a full-service spa at the lodge, snowmobiling. I wanted to do the dog sled tours, but I just didn't have enough time with all the skiing. Because like I say, if you get a lift ticket for more than 3 days, you can see,
Jerry, we got to go right now.
All those five resorts.
Right now.
Five resorts.
Immediately. Now.
Can't hear us.
Bye.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Jerry. Thanks.
Across America via satellite. Travel World Radio.
Hey, Bob. Do you see the news last night?
Ah, Judy, I don't watch that stuff anymore.
Things lately. Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse.
Willem?
Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable.
I can hear myself talk to you coming
properly.
Over my cue.
Yeah, I know. I got to fix that in my board. I don't know why that is.
Conducted at Harvard
okay.
and leading universities.
But I can see it going through the thing, too.
Can dramatically
okay.
slow the
yeah,
effects
you say,
of aging
can you
on memory
say something for a sec?
And even improve memory function in healthy
will
young
I
people as well.
Will I say something to you?
Yeah, exactly. I can see. I can hear.
Capsule form. Ultra Memory will help
I
you
hear
it
coming
full
through, so I'll
mind.
Have to do something
find
here on this side.
Researchers call Ultra Memory,
not immediately,
Blame
but
tonic.
That answers
Ultra
a lot
memory,
of problems.
Call 1-800-952-3494.
Okay.
Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Mainstream radio.
Can I finish? You just don't
It never changes.
Can I finish, please? Can I finish?
Break away from the mainstream.
Where most Americans have become sheep, being fearful of their government.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
It is based on the law. It's what is the entitlement of the First Lady.
McCain scares me more than Bush does because he is a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and I don't like those guys.
Nowadays, you have to be very careful when you have a disparaging comment that you want to say, even as a joke.
30? Socialism has three enemies, private property, the family, and religion. These are the three main targets of virtually every liberal thrust.
Of course, since Janet, Gassam, and Burnham, Bull Dyke, Reno, got
This
in.
Is breeding a genetically modified cow to produce a hybrid milk
15?
To give to babies?
Break away from the mainstream.
You are racist, man. A racist.
Get closer to the truth.
If it's yours and it can't be taken, it's private property. If it's yours and it can be taken, it ain't yours.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Yeah, great. Well, it's nice. Welcome back to Travel World. Yeah, well, we'll think of our musical interlude while the CD player queues up, huh?
I was trying to sing, actually.
Yeah? You were trying to sing?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know any words to any songs.
Yeah.
Karaoke Hour with Willem Backus will continue here on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Yeah, great. There we go.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yes,
I have to do it just, come on.
Yes.
Just for form. 1, 2, 3, sure. 4, 5, 6. Here it comes.
Oh, for form.
This is what we're supposed to hear. See? Woo! We haven't played that for a long time. When we were on CIQC, we played this every lead back. It's the fun of live radio.
11:45 every Saturday morning.
It was actually for several months that we did that, working for the weekend. It was Canadian band, Loverboy, something of a cult phenomenon. And we're just going to go right back to L.A., where you were the last time.
Yes, we've talked about Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago as part of our Southern California getaway that we explored, and we stayed around the airport on the last evening, and the Hacienda Hotel at LAX is the undoubtedly the best value of the Los Angeles airport area hotels, and we're joined now by Judith Miller, sales director at the Hacienda. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Having a great weekend. Now, tell us a bit more about the Hacienda. It's a very popular stopover point for passengers traversing Southern California and taking flights out of LAX.
Well, yes, it is. We are just conveniently located just 1 mile south of the Los Angeles airport. We do have 630 guest rooms, and we're just minutes away from the ocean and major attractions such as Disneyland, Universal Studios, and even the Getty Museum.
Now, what's nice about your property is the Spanish courtyards. You don't think of yourself really as being on an airport strip.
Yeah, you would never know you're just a mile south of the airport. We do have two lovely Spanish-style courtyards. We do have the 600 and like I said, 630 rooms, all decorated in with the Spanish accent as well.
You're undergoing a number of renovations to upgrade the property and bring it into the 21st century.
Last year, we completed a renovation of the courtyard building. We spent $1.5 million. The year before that, we spent another $1 million on the West Tower building. And 2001-2002, we're going to be renovating the South Tower. And that was the last building was built in 1973. Uh-huh. We do call it the New Tower, however it is 21 years old.
Still, it's an awfully nice looking place. I take a look at the courtyard here. It has a nice atrium feel to it with a fountain in the middle.
Yes, it is. And we do hold receptions out there. In fact, we have weddings booked every single Saturday throughout summertime in the courtyard. Some Saturdays we do have four weddings back to back. People love the courtyard.
Do you have them in a little production line, have divorces like further down the hall?
Not yet, but you know what? We may get a request this coming week.
That would be in the pool area. Just dunk them in the pool.
Oh, you got the.
Oh, we'll just take them up to the roof of one of the buildings and throw them
with a long rope.
Yeah, now that's a hotel.
Bungee jumping included.
There we go. Now we got a nice smile out of you. I bet there. Carry
well,
on.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about our banquet and meeting facility.
Please do.
We do have 20,000 square feet of meeting space.
Wow.
Professional meeting coordinators are available Monday through Friday to help assist planning in any event.
I see this one particular room depicted in your brochure, and it has it's all done in banquet style. What would be the capacity of that ballroom theater style?
Theater style holds up to 500 people.
There you go. Now, what would be, do you offer upgraded amenities?
Like to business travelers?
Well, we do. We do have 9 junior suites. And we will upgrade anyone who does request an upgrade if the room is available.
That's
we do have
cool.
Complimentary happy hour Monday through Friday from 5 to 6. And we do serve complimentary hors d'oeuvres as well.
Yeah, I can see you have this beautiful, spacious lobby. So you have, where do you actually have the hors d'oeuvres served? Is it all in the lobby? Some hotel, they have like cookies and hors d'oeuvres and stuff.
Actually, it's not held in the lobby. It's in held one of our 3 bars called G. Willikers.
Oh, sounds cool.
What is great about the Hacienda as well, compared to a lot of airport hotels, is you've got a 24-hour coffee shop on site. Because you go to some hotels and you come in late at night, past 10 p.m., where everything's shut down,
yeah.
And you got to use the $5 vending machines to get half a bag of potato chips. Here you've got reasonably
that's right.
reasonably priced meals served 24 hours a day. You can get breakfast served whatever time you feel like it.
Oh, perfect.
You can, and room service is 24 hours a day as well, so if you feel you just don't want to get dressed and go down to the coffee shop, they'll bring your meal right up to you 24 hours a day.
Okay, I was wondering what you, where you were headed there, so if you want to go to the coffee shop undressed. There we go.
Well, we've had some people come down very scantily dressed, but no one ever fully undressed.
Oh, okay. I'm going to book my flight, all right?
That's a hotel to stay.
There we go. I suspected there was a little fire burning inside you, Judith. We got a little firecracker.
This is Los Angeles. Anything goes here.
That's true enough. Even here in Montreal, where this guy walks down the main street dressed in the Superman outfit,
nobody bats an eye. You could also, on site, when I was there on the Sunday night, they were giving line dancing instruction in the country and western bar. It's a lot of activities going on to help you pass the time you're at the hotel.
Well, we do have the Double H Club and Grill, which is the cocktail lounge. It does come alive with country, western, and swing dancing Tuesday through Saturday, and then on Sundays we do give complimentary lessons as well.
Does anybody play classic rock and roll anymore? I mean, what is this with with line dancing?
Well, it's very popular.
Yeah, I know. Our
international guests absolutely love coming in to watch the country western dancing.
You do a significant amount of business with international groups and with airline flight crews who make the Hacienda their stopover point, their layover point in Los Angeles.
Well, we have two crews that have stayed with us for years, and, you know, it is their home away from home. Those two crews are Varig Airlines out of Brazil and Aeromexico.
That sounds really neat. Do you get to know the people actually after a while, you know, the same crews return and whatnot?
Oh, yes, you do, and you get to know exactly what rooms they want and what floors they want, and it's a very family-oriented kind of business that we do have with them, since they have been with us for years.
Well, this is a property that is not part of a chain. It's that family-operated, independently owned hotel where a number of the staffers have been there for years as well. So you don't have that turnover like you do at a number of chain properties where somebody is here today and gone tomorrow.
Right. Well, that's true. We do have three generations working at the hotel. We have more 15-year employees than we do 2-year employees. So that does say a lot for this
Definitely.
Hotel.
That is quite saying quite a bit, because, you know, you retain a staff, and it's actually who you are to the people who come to visit you.
Well, it's a great location, 1 mile from Los Angeles International Airport, the Hacienda Hotel at LAX. Check them out on the internet at www.haciendahotel.com, or call toll-free 1-800-421-5900 for a reasonable rate, convenient location, good restaurant.
And you get to meet Judith.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And
please call me anytime.
I love it when you say that to me.
He will. He really will.
You just don't know. We'll back us. That was an open invitation.
Well, please do.
No, don't worry. I'll need a guide about town. Judith, it was... Something tells me Judith is going to be calling in a few more times. Judith, it was a lot of fun having you on the air with us. We look forward to having you back.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
And next week you're off to...
Hamilton. Absolutely. Woo. I'm going to visit my father again. He's very much on the mend. He had this wound in his leg that was healing from... That's where they get the pieces when they're fixing your heart and heart surgery. So I'm going to go see... Yeah.
We'll be talking about Cape Cod.
Yes. Northeastern.
Northeastern Massachusetts, 02651, with a zip code 454.4 miles from Montreal. Got that down by heart, because we used to go down there every year, so we'll learn what's new at Cape Cod. And
exactly what not to do when you're stuck on the highway with...
yes, well, talking about drinking iced tea.
Yeah.
And then look at what's going on in Norfolk, Virginia. We're planning to be down there in September, so I want to get a heads up in advance from the Norfolk Convention and Visitors Bureau as they plan for some big things happening this spring and summer down in Norfolk.
We got to go now. It's Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Yeah, Joab Sarabo.
Join us again next week on Travel World. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company, and we are still madly in love with Bonnie. This is the Liberty.